interrupt this program to bring you
Blue Jeans Podcast.
And I'm Ms. 100.
And this is episode 95, which is titled Everything Philly, y'all.
Yes, Everything Philly. And with this episode, we're going to have some fun. Absolutely. It's New Year's Eve, 2018 is about to be over in a couple of hours. And we're going to have fun. We know, Hood Genius and style, we like to have fun sometimes. I know y'all probably listen to an episode, they're so serious. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know how we like to start this. Lee T, you want to go into your week first, or you want me to start off with my week?
Okay, let me just make sure that my brain magnets are intact. Mm-hmm. Because I've been on vacation, y'all, since December 24th.
Yes, yes.
And can I tell y'all, I didn't go anywhere like extravagant, but I think I really enjoyed my vacation so much this time because I was able to sleep late. I had to get up to take the kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to worry about anything because they went over their grandmom's house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, she was still going to work, you know, doing her thing, teenager things, you know. She knows how to cook. Thank God I taught her how to cook. So
that's
I really
dope.
Had to fit for myself. So I was loving. Mm-hmm. I was living my best life on vacation this time. Mm-hmm. Didn't spend a lot of money. Because, you know, when you go on vacation, sometimes you overspend sometimes going on vacation.
Oh, yeah, no
and
doubt.
And I was brain freezing, like, damn, where am I going? Yeah. I said, you know what? I think I'm going to enjoy being home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did to the fullest. You understand me? I've been going to different clubs, different eatery spots. It is so much in Philly that you can enjoy if you get
Philly.
From around your area.
Yeah, Philly really is a dope city.
Yes, it is.
You know
it
what
really
I'm saying?
Is.
If
really
you take
is.
Time to explore it and, you know, stay out of the poppy stores and the hood soul food spots and the hood bars.
Yeah.
Once you get out of that.
Yeah.
And then really explore Philly for what the city really has, it's really a dope city. It's actually a romantic city.
It really is. It's
you
so much
I mean?
To do and it's like very like little places that you never would have thought of if you,
mm-hmm.
you know, wouldn't take the time to explore. So I was on my door to explore this whole vacation. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just happy, you know, I'm just rejuvenated. I wasn't too much, you know, chores I had to do around the house because, you know, I keep a tight ship.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't play that. So, you know, once I did my little cleaning or whatever, did my little bit of laundry, it wasn't too much to do. You know, plus I didn't have the children, so it wasn't much laundry to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know. I just really enjoy myself. It's just something I really needed. A few days, I did have some time to myself, but other days, you know, I was, you know, with my, you know.
With your other what? you was with what? See, this, you know, when we go into 2019, we're going to do an episode where we do the Lady T Chronicles, the relationship chronicles with Lady T, you know what I'm saying? Not to throw her totally out there, though,
right?
But, you know what I'm saying? If y'all listen to our episodes, you know, we occasionally threw some things out there with Lady T,
right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
No, I'm just saying, you know, I have a friend, you know, we were just, you know...
Lady T has a friend.
QT time together, or it was nice, it was fun.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not the average female. Like, I guess I'm like a weirdo or an odd ball because, I don't know, I like to miss you. I don't
mm-hmm.
like to, you know, wear my welcome out, and I don't want you to wear your welcome out either. It works on both sides. So, I actually, you know, I just really enjoyed and had a nice time. My vacation, you know?
Yeah.
So, here we are today on a Monday because we normally don't record on Mondays. We record on Sunday.
Yeah.
But because I was having so much fun and, you know, things was, you know.
Yeah.
But this is great because we are pre-gaming before New Year.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, we already know we really don't celebrate.
Yeah.
It's really not the New Year. The New Year is not until things are growing back.
Yeah. The
you
beginning
know?
Of the, you
what,
know,
spring.
The equinox and just you know, when the winter solstice is over and
right,
all that.
Right. You can't celebrate technical. New Year when things are dying.
You know what I mean? Yeah, flowers, definitely.
Flowers, trees, everything is dying. So it's mm-hmm. really, it's like, you know, it's like kind of common sense. But mm-hmm. I know, what are the Chinese? They celebrate New Year around April.
Yeah.
They follow the actual calendar where you're supposed to celebrate New Year's. But we're so kind of brainwashed. But it is kind of fun to get the family together and party with friends or things of that sort. But kind of understand and know the truth as well. So I guess the more people that kind of dwindle off and find the truth, things would change and you know, be kind of different. Yeah. Like right now, it's like everybody's like on the same bandwagon. Like, okay, New Year's is January 1st. I even had a question about that. How is a new year when things are dying?
Yeah, well,
like trees and like I never understood that because you what would you go through 12 months and then January kind of starts off the new year?
Yeah,
is that what they're saying?
Well, we follow
the Greek calendar.
Yeah, we follow the Greek / Roman calendar.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? It's called the Gregorian. I might be saying it wrong. I don't know the technical. I do know the technical name, but I'm a little lit up right now.
I'm quite sure you are lit up. You know what I mean?
I'm a little lit up right now. If y'all can see the bottles that we have. You know what I'm saying?
It's going down.
You know what I mean? It's going down right now. So it's like, you know, our, you know, America don't even follow the, we got a totally different metric system.
Right.
We don't even follow the normal metric system. You know what I mean? Not, we following the same calendar that the Greeks and the Romans was following. You know what I'm saying?
Aren't we actually like ahead of time?
Yo, hold on. Let me shout out my old head, Mo Greg. Yeah. There you go. The Gregorian calendar.
Okay.
You know, shout out Greg Real Estates. He has his own real estate company.
Shout out to Greg Real Estates. And you looking for a home or anything?
Gregory
Moten.
Yeah.
Look him up.
On YouTube and everything.
Yeah. Look him up. Gregory Moten.
Yeah. But yeah. Let me get into my week. You know what I mean?
Oh, I wasn't finished.
But that. You wasn't talking about your week no more.
You know how we do. You know, once we get loaded up, I'm talking about the few. I'm talking about the liquids. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. So I pretty much just like, you know, just saying different things, you know. But I wasn't finished about my week.
Okay, let's get it going. Yeah, because you know.
Let me get in mind. But Lady T, you done. You ain't even say Lady T, you done.
Okay. Lady T, continue.
Okay, Lady T, continue. Thank you. But Lady T is done.
Yeah, I'm done. Man, I'm really done. You don't do all that shit. Yo, I'm done.
Wait, but that's how people be cool. Like, I ain't mad.
Stop it.
I ain't mad.
You know what I mean? Stop it. You know what
I
mean?
No, I'm just messing with you. No, but yeah. I actually had a great week.
Yeah.
No complaints.
You better not have no complaints with all them damn days off.
How could I have?
You don't go back to work till Wednesday.
First of all, I've been 1800 cooking on it. Since I've been off.
1800 So hold on. Yeah. This is a fresh bottle.
That's a fresh bottle.
So you've been doing 1800 coconut.
1800 coconut. You know,
that's a fresh bottle.
No
right
headaches,
there.
No hangovers, no worries, no stress. I ain't going back and forth with you. You know, I already know the rest.
Yeah, I ain't going back and forth with you, niggas.
I've been good.
That's the song of the year.
I've been good. The years, the century.
Yeah, Lil Duval.
He gonna be making money when my kids is gone.
Yeah, and it's crazy. He got a hit record that's actually going, you know, transcend.
Damn,
more than just this year. You know what I mean? It ain't gonna be like a.
Because if you follow him, he actually be making some sense on some of his.
No, he does. I follow Lil Duval
really
on Twitter.
He makes a lot of sense. Like, yeah. You know,
he been making sense before the song. I've been following him.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter. Yeah. He always made sense. Like, he talked real shit.
Right.
And he funny.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Funny looking too.
So, yeah. Yeah, you funny. Yeah, you, yeah. But,
I'm just joking.
Yeah, but,
You're a little cute. I'm just playing.
Coming to
my Nita.
Damn.
So, you know, I'm like a giant. I be hating sometimes, though. I be hating on people who have small
giant.
Feet. No, compared to some people that I know, they have small feet.
Okay, got you.
That's why I wear Uggs, man. I got floppers, man. I got ducks, yo.
Damn, you got hoagies.
I got ducks.
You
they
got
hoagie
feet
I got
shit.
Ducks. Quack, quack.
Yeah.
You know, ducks got big, you know.
Yeah, quackers. Or whatever you
yeah, that's
call
why, you know. But, you know, y'all, be looking cute. Y'all little feet and everything. Size 5, size 6. Special oil in my shit.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
Yeah, so
okay.
Let's get into your week, man.
My week. Okay, my week was cool. Mm-hmm. The only thing I didn't like about my week was that I caught my annual nut ass cold. You know what I'm saying? I always get a cold like once a year, which I fucking hate. I act like a big baby when I get a cold. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had a lot of nasal congestion, as y'all probably can hear in my voice right now. And I'm still fighting the cold right now, but it is what it is. And also, like, what was it? Saturday was my daughter's birthday. Saya's birthday. She turned 14. Yeah, yup. Saturday was her birthday. I took her to her I fought through my sickness.
Wait a minute.
And I took her to her favorite restaurant, which is Hibachi. It's a Hibachi out somewhere in Delaware County. Like,
I know I never do this because we never rude to each other. But yeah, when these mics and the camera go off, I'm going to knock that cold up out of you.
Oh, man.
How dare you make, like, it's really not your fault. I've been slipping. Yeah. Like, I was, it was a side birthday, though, for real.
Yeah, side birthday was this past Saturday. Yep, turned 14. And,
Monday?
Yeah, today, Monday.
I'm telling you, man, I've been...
Yeah, you've been out of, you've been on the road. You've been doing a world tour and shit, you know what I'm saying? But,
I'm so bad. Now, we got a pregame. We got a pregame for 14 years old.
Yeah, that's she's
a
nice 14. Little, yeah, she's that's 14 nice now. She's definitely a little woman. Yeah. A little woman, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Shalia, you right. That liquor will knock it out.
Yeah,
that's
hotty toddy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to take a shot right now.
We're going
to
cheers. Hold up. No, hold up.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold off on it. But, she turned 14, you know, and she went to her favorite Hibachi. It's a little, not the, the well-known Hibachi place.
Right.
It's a little drawn up off of, State Road or something like that. Route 1 going out towards Springfield. Went there on Saturday for dinner. And, you know, she got a bunch of money. A little spoiled ass. But, she got a bunch of money or whatever. And hopefully I just told her she spent it wisely. You know what I mean? But other than that, I found out today that I don't have to actually go to jury duty on Wednesday. They sent me a text. So I don't have to do the jury duty. I was actually looking forward to doing jury duty, though, because I like going down there and fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like, when you get picked, I like to fuck with them and tell them how much I don't like, you know, how much I don't agree with the judicial system in America.
Okay.
And once them attorneys hear me talk like that, they be like, get him the fuck out of here. I mean, they don't cuss, but they hold mannerism change.
Their whole mannerism is saying that.
Your day is over. You can go home, you know what I mean? Right. But I get a kick out of that, you know what I mean? But, I was looking forward to that.
Every time I go, I get an eerie feeling, because, you know, I was a part of it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Have a record, yo. Getting locked up. Like, there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, the criminal justice
system. But I'm good. Yeah, it's so jacked up. Yeah. It's so jacked up. If you don't know the right people, if you don't have the right connections, man, you can definitely rot in jail. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's no game. It's no game.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad I've matured and I'm, you know, able to control my temper now and actually just think more before I react. Because I was not doing that. It was the opposite. I was reacting and thinking about it like, damn, they about to come get me. I might as well get ready.
Yeah.
You know the episode of the movie Goodfellas? When he popped his little pill, got high, and he got in the car and was like, all right, take me to jail.
Yeah.
Good fellas.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Classic movie. You know what I'm saying? I remember that.
Then take me to jail.
Yeah.
Now, I know it was going down. It was no, you know, come on then.
Yeah.
But it's real talk, though. It's real talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, so, yeah, that's my week, you know. Yeah, that's,
I was looking for some more something.
Nah, man. Like my week was cool. I mean, I went back to work. What was that? Wednesday? No. I'm sorry. No, yeah, I'm tripping. I went back to work Wednesday. I was cool.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It was a light week. They actually let us leave early today. That was dope. You know what I mean? But other than that, my week was cool. You know, I'm just actually looking forward to moving into 2019 peacefully. You know what I mean?
Alive.
That's it. You know what I mean? Peacefully.
That's crazy, you know, though, because, damn.
What? Damn. You got stuck? What's going on?
No, I didn't get stuck. I was just like, damn, like, today was, he was here waiting all that time? Yeah. Let me tell you how dedicated Ms. 100 is.
Yeah, I came to set up.
Because I had I had took my sons to go get a haircut at 1 o'clock. Yeah. Got there at 3. They had a physical appointment. So I'm driving from there, from the barbershop to over to their doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. Didn't get out of here until about 4:45. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you've been here for like, what, 2.5 hours?
Yeah, I was setting up, planning, mapping shit out, studying, interviewing techniques, and all types of shit.
It was peaceful, right?
Yeah, no doubt. No
fur coats jump on you?
Nah, I'm used to fur coats.
Yeah, well, you know they used to you now, but a newcomer come in, or they up on the table.
Ah, man.
You know what I'm saying? They like, yo, who is this, yo? Who this cat, dog? Who this?
Ah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't smell no feline up on them. We don't smell no feline up on them. What's up with them?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they'll jump you.
Yeah, I know. I'm cool.
Yeah.
Shout out Shandia, my coworker. She's tuned in live, watching. You know what I mean? You said, who is the Fur Coats? The Fur Coats.
The Fur Coats Shandia is a name that I call mice. Mice. And, you know, when you're out in the store trying to get something for the fur coats, you just say fur coats. You don't want to be out in the store like Home Depot or Lowe's like, yeah, I need something to get rid of them motherfucking mice. You be like, yo, I need something to get the stains off my fur coat, or I just need something to, you know, just clean it up. You be classy with it. And what you do is how you do it. It's how you say it, too. You ain't got to be all ghetto with it like, yeah, I need to get rid of them motherfucking mice. No, I need something to clean up the mice. Clean the fur coats. You know that I got in my closet.
Yeah, make sure you let them know. Gray fur coats.
Gray fur coats.
Not no brown, black fur coats because...
We ain't talking about raccoons either.
We ain't talking about raccoons. We ain't talking about rats.
We talking about fur coats. The gray fur coat that I got for last Christmas. Many years ago.
Damn, Shandia, okay. I ain't gonna put that out there, though. I see what you said, but...
What you say?
You know.
Oh, no, Boop. They leather jackets.
Oh, the roaches are leather jackets.
Leather jackets, baby. Leather jackets.
Wow. Listen, we got new terms in the hood,
I've been using them for a long time. I just want people to get on par with it. It ain't about biting. It's about being, classy with it. You out the store. Listen, you got something for the leather jacket stains? But you can't really...
Leather jacket stains?
Yeah.
Roaches is putting stains on shit?
No.
What are you saying?
Listen, I'm confused. Out in the store. No, I want you to be unconfused. I'm going to straighten you out real quick.
Okay.
So you out in the store, right?
Uh-huh.
And you like, damn, I got to get something for them leather jackets that I got.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't use everything on them.
Damn.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You see the look?
Yeah,
you can't use everything on the leather jacket, so you need something to get the leather jacket straightened out.
Because you
can't put them in the cleaner. Sometimes people steal your shit.
God damn.
So you just go over people's heads like, damn, they wasn't talking about leather jacket. No, motherfucker, I'm talking about roaches.
I'm talking about roaches.
Yeah, but I don't want, you know.
Yeah.
When you live in a house next to each other, you're going to get what they got. Nobody going to say, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm bombing my house because I have roaches. You gonna get what the fuck they got. You can be the cleanest person. This gonna make you nasty as real talk. This is the type of shit that make you want to go and knock on your neighbor's door and kick their shit in.
Yeah.
And like, yo, I'm sitting up here cleaning my ass off in here and you bomb. You clean that up. That's it. Tell me you was bombing?
Yeah.
So now you get what they got. So it's bad. I'm laying on my pillow. I open up my eyes big as shit. Everybody know my eyes big, right?
Yeah.
So I see a motherfucking antlers. Motherfucking eyes looking at me, a leather jacket. Hold the fuck up. My leather jacket in my closet. What the fuck is this right here?
God damn.
You see what I'm saying?
God damn.
People even talk that shit. Listen, they got a liquid gel that you can put around, all kinds of stuff. They got all kinds of stuff out here.
Yo.
I thought they was extinct.
Nah, yo. Roaches don't. Roaches
they don't die, they multiply like we do.
They, you know what I'm saying?
They ain't going nowhere. But yo, until then. Until then, we gotta do what we gotta do.
Yeah,
keep your head up.
Yeah, shout out Tasha, yo. She's watching.
Yeah, T, what's up, T?
Yo, what's up?
What's up with them brownies, sis? Saying that we take a day. Let me come over. I help you. I'm on vacation for Wednesday, baby. Come over half a day. You know, you cook grub. I sit there and watch you. I ain't say help, but I said watch you.
Oh, man.
Get my elbow. Mm.
Oh, man. Yeah, yo, Shandia. Yo, yeah, them, Them roaches are disrespectful. You right about that.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? That's crazy that we just had a whole dialogue on roaches and fur coats. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, this is the realest. This is the realest you're going to get on a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, listen, we just being authentic with it. We ain't trying to sugarcoat nothing. You know, people be out here trying to pump fake like they some fake ass Brian Gumbel or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, look. You ain't going no communication. You ain't got no degree in communications. Like, listen, man, you didn't turn your podcast on just like us. You know what I mean? We recording, talking this shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, we all went through it all. We had roaches wars, you know what I mean? Fur coat wars, mice wars, with all that. But
you know what? You know what's the difference?
It is what it is.
You know what's the difference?
What's the difference?
Is when you walk into to someone's home and they greeting you at the door. But if you just sitting there for like a couple of hours and then one greets you, you know what I'm saying? But they looking like this, like they shaking like, you know what I'm saying? They
come on,
some
man.
Treatment.
Come on.
That was the difference.
Hold on, do that again.
Because, like, you know, they don't want this type of treatment because that shows that somebody is cleaning their home and then it's, you know what I mean, bombed or something.
Oh,
so they go, they like this. They on their last, you know what I mean, break. They shaking.
Oh,
looking crazy.
Man.
You know, they leather jacket looking all dusty.
Yo, man.
If they leather jackets ain't shining, you know they going through some treatment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They done been there. They on their way out.
All right.
Because I always tell, you know what I'm saying? I come in the crib and I see something on their back like they're about to go into labor.
Yo.
You doing your thing.
Look, we're going to get into this week in the news, yo.
Right.
We're going to wrap that up.
it was just a funny segment, though. People really don't talk about this shit, though. We talk about stuff that people really want to talk about, but they don't know how.
Yeah, I get it.
You can't be at work like, what you gonna do? You need a fight. People out here don't have a fight.
This week in the news. This week in the news.
I got you. Okay, seriously though. What's this bird box and shit now?
The bird box.
By the way,
you know, for those who didn't see Bird Box, it made, you know, it got a lot of, a lot of talk.
It did.
It created a lot of talk. I didn't think that movie was going to create so much talk that it did.
Sandra Bullock is a hell of an actress.
But hold up though. Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it? You seen it and you seen it. I know you seen it.
Can we do this real quick?
Hold
up. We're not going to be long-winded with it.
Talking to the mic.
We're not going to be long-winded with it.
Yeah.
I want to be able to give up a 2-minute thought of my interpretation on Bird Box and you too.
You first.
Nothing over 2 minutes.
Nothing over 2 minutes. I got to put my time on?
No, I know 2 minutes. I might be under that because I'm going to talk real fast with it.
Okay.
My interpretation on Bird Box was pretty much is that you had to watch it all the way to the end to actually understand the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much at the end when they got to the school for the blind, the reason why they were not bothered and not affected was because they were blind to the evil.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't see shit evil to do, you're going to be see no evil.
Mm.
If you hear it, how can you react or do anything because you don't know how to do it because you can't see the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's see no evil, hear no evil, do no evil.
Mm.
That's what I got. It was more like a spiritual movie that kind of went over a lot of people's heads because they was like, oh, this was some bullshit that it really fucked me up. You had to understand that people that are brought into this world to see no evil are pretty much they angels, they saints, because they really can't, they innocent.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? But here it is, we affect it because we can see it, and then because we hear it, because we see it, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people that were able to not right away kill themselves, they was the one, they was the host. And you know, in spiritual times, evil always got to pick a host to do their work.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, the boy that came to the house and was like, look, it's beautiful outside. Open your eyes. Like, he was most wicked.
And you see how he was towards the babies.
Right.
Because that was, like, fresh blood.
Fresh, yeah. So, he definitely was trying to.
How they,
right.
You know where it goes.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's a sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
So, that's what I got out of it. So, when I was telling people that, like, you really got to open up your mind. Like, take the blindfold off and really see what they was trying to tell you, because that's what's going on right now. So much evil is going on because even younger people are committing so many crimes because they seeing the shit and they hearing it and they acting on it. So
yeah.
It's see no evil, hear no evil, do no evil. So that's why the blind was safe and they was good.
Yep. Dope.
That was my opinion.
Yeah, that was dope, yo. That You know, so I don't.
I like the movie. I mean, Lady T,
you know, she on point with it. She kind of summed up everything because, you know, when I watched it, I was, you know, I was enthralled. And I'm a big movie buff. You know, I watched it and I was like, yo, nah, this not no biochemical shit.
No, it's not.
You know what
no,
I'm saying? Not. As soon as I seen it, you know, those people that are, you know, spiritual. I say spiritual, not religious. The difference, spiritual. And we talked about this, between being spiritual and being religious. Mm-hmm. And spiritual people know evil and can feel evil and you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it was presented in Bird Box, that's like gins and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like that dark smoke.
Yeah.
That's evil. That's evil spirits. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what that movie was representing. And for people that, you got to know, when people do these movies, they research. They research heavy. These movies just don't come out of nowhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, first it's written.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? First of all, the research is done. Then it's written. And then they go on with the negotiating of who's going to take it on or whatever, who's going to shoot it or all that. But, yeah, like, when you see in Hollywood actually is like a parallel world, you know what I'm saying, to what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And, you know, some people got their eyes open, some don't. Some people look at it as like, oh, it's just entertainment, you know what I mean? But when I look at movies, I'm always looking for a deeper reasoning, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into the only news story that I have.
I'm just glad we was on the same page with that.
Yeah, because a lot of people was trashing the movie.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But the memes,
this is horrible movie.
I ain't going to hold you, though. The memes were hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
some of the memes were hilarious.
And the challenges that they did. Some of the challenges was funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that part of the social media era is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But for the most part, I don't like when it's something, when they degrading people, you know what I'm saying, that got some serious things going on in life.
But here's the thing.
I don't like that.
That degrading part comes in when you don't understand. So that understanding part comes into you playing a part of being ignorant. So ignorance is nothing about not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Like racism.
Yeah.
You're ignorant because you don't understand.
Yeah.
You just following the trend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so... You know, it is what it is, though.
Yeah, that's interesting, Tasha. She said, I feel like the demon showed you your innermost fears.
Yeah.
Some people couldn't face their demons. That's why they killed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's really interesting.
It is very interesting.
That's deep. They couldn't face their own demons within.
Right.
So they killed themselves.
Right.
Damn.
Which is crazy. A part of that movie when the black guy was like, just look down. When you fully come on, just look down. But he looked up.
Yeah.
Because evilness works on your weakness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going through something, that's when people are able to come into your life and work on your weakness, work on your most vulnerable time.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I lost my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, when I lost my grandmother, I was going through it, right? And then I got a double whammy when I lost my mother.
Yeah.
And I was 6 months pregnant. So for me to go through that, instead of me actually having like a nervous breakdown, I kind of say I did sort of, but not majorly because I'm still here to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt it. I saw it coming. And this is what I was being taught through them. Like, you got to be careful, you know, around the times you're going through something, because sometimes people come in your life when they see that, to take advantage, to control you. But that beast in me, for some reason, didn't allow that.
Yeah.
You know, because I guess that beast with my stubbornness, my head strong, and my determination to like, damn, like, I always got to make sure that people see the great and goodness in me. I always wanted to make sure I left.
Mm-hmm.
A powerful impact. So, like, when I'm gone, people are like, damn, you remember such and such?
Mm.
You remember such and such?
Yeah.
So, that always stuck with me. And that's, like, and that was from when I was little.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's like, you have to gravitate to something that you are good at, you're powerful at, that makes you powerful, so you won't become vulnerable and weak, so that these demons or djinns or whatever want to attack you and take the best of you. Because it's a lot of, sad to say, it's a lot of weak people out here. It's a shame because the more and more you become spiritual, the stronger you will be.
Yep.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yep. So, listen, we're going to get into the only news story that I have. And I want to shout out Meek Mill and the Dream Chasers.
Yes.
Meek Mill hosted a holiday giveaway for over 3,000 Philadelphia children. He passed out several gifts and things they needed for the Christmas holiday or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just want to also say that it was one of the young kids that left the event. And when robbed. He left, he got robbed for his Xbox.
Yeah, man.
And he came back and let Meek know that he got robbed for his Xbox. You know, I had an interesting conversation about this the day that it happened. Mm-hmm. What was this? Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was in my people's cribs and we was talking about this. And, you know, I brought it up and we was talking about like, yo, damn, this is Philly. You know what I'm saying? That's how foul Philly is. You know what I mean? It's the city of brotherly love where it's supposed to be love, but it's so much hatred.
Right.
Here is the event that Meek is doing that's generating
a positive,
which is, you know, positive can be love.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this young man got robbed of his Xbox and came back and Meek said, let me give you another one. But somebody... Somebody brought to my attention, though, because he came back with his mom. It was like, yo, well, how we know he's telling the truth? Mm. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? He's lying.
Yeah, that did come up when I was...
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
But my whole thing is, though, either way, it's still grimy.
Right.
Both sides is grimy.
Right.
The young boy leader get robbed for the Xbox, or the young boy lie and say, oh, my Xbox got stolen. And I'm coming back to get another one. Either way, it's still some grimy Philly shit.
The reason why I felt it all wasn't a lie, first of all, it was on Cecil B. Moore.
Okay.
Cecil B. Moore is like the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Cecil B. Moore, you got Diamond. You got the projects right across the street.
Yeah, I know the area.
Yeah, so I know it. I mean, it's believable.
Yeah, because the boys' daycare is near that joint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was.
The aftercare jump.
It was. Yeah. Where the little girl got shot.
Damn.
So that's when I heard the story.
It's a war going on.
It's
ain't
a
nobody
war going
safe
on.
From.
No, it ain't safe from.
Prodigy.
Prodigy.
You know what I'm saying?
Prodigy. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Prodigy. So
that's
war
why
going
when
on.
I heard it, I said, damn, what if he trying to. But then again, I saw the hurt on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you can't make up.
Yeah.
The young boy was hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Yeah, it's sad, yo.
It was. It's not like a couple of people came back saying the same story. It was just like him. And he came
back,
hurt was all on his face.
He came back with his mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it don't seem like...
Yeah.
It seemed kind of authentic.
So that's...
But,
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like a...
It's still foul. It's a foul story. They know Meek is there. The cameras is there. So you going to wait till this young boy get a couple of blocks away and you going to rob him for his Xbox? You know what I mean? I mean, shit is foul, yo. Philly is so negative, yo.
Here's the thing, too. I would not have dare sent my 10-year-old and my 7-year-old to nothing like that.
By yourself, right?
By yourself.
Yeah. You right. You got
they
a point
rumble.
There.
Don't get me wrong. They can rumble.
Yeah.
But they can't rumble a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, you right.
What if he would have got shot? You know, people is wild.
Yeah, over Xbox.
Over Xbox. Yeah. They shoot you over a pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, a little kid ain't giving up them games easily. Little kids love Xbox.
They'd be
and
right
games
in
a
little
coffin.
I ain't trying to be funny, but they'd be like this with their little Xbox
Stop it.
Or their PlayStation.
You gotta relax.
No, but that's the truth. They'd be like this, right? They little coffin with their little Xbox and PlayStation. And then, you know, you got
They'd be in the coffin with the Xbox?
Yeah, because. That's how they love their game. This is real.
You gotta relax.
We talk that real shit though. They be right in there.
Yeah.
You know you gonna marry Bougie with his little Xbox and his PlayStation though.
Oh,
so you
man.
Gotta teach your kids, man. You gotta teach your kids, man. Let shit go.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
Glad he let it go and was able to get another one.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know, because that was wild.
Before we get on to the next news or article, whatever, we wanna let y'all know what this episode is about. You know what I mean? This episode is titled Everything Philly.
Yeah.
And basically what we're going to do with this episode, we're going to have fun this episode. We're going to talk about everything Philly, from the Greek picnics to the best cheesesteak spots to the, you know, some of the dopest events Philadelphia has to offer. Mm-hmm. A lot of things that Philly has to offer here that's not seen or tasted nowhere in the world
is right
here in Philly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So that's what this episode is about. We're going to have fun. We're going to get into that a little later. So Lady T, she about to get into her news articles. There's a couple of news articles. We ain't going to overdo it, right. You know, make this shit super sad. You know what I'm saying? Because it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And we're trying to have some fun. You know what I mean?
So real quick, I'm going to get out our recap from last episode when we was talking about the young man from Jersey that has his dreads cut off.
Yeah.
So they have let go of the referee.
Oh, dope.
They let him go. And I'm hoping that they have sued and they get a couple of hours.
What, let the people know, what's that the high school wrestler student name? What's his name? And some Andrews, right?
Yeah, some don't, but don't do that to me.
I thought you knew. Okay. I'm like, oh damn, now, I'm coming up prepared.
First of all,
up.
We did a pregame video of all this look on this tape. I can barely remember what today is. What's the date?
Oh,
I know
we're
going into a new year, but is it today or tomorrow?
God
I don't
damn.
Know. So listen, all I'm saying is we're doing a recap. That means I want y'all to go back and listen to our other episode when we was talking about the young man that was given an ultimatum: whether you cut your dreads off, or we gonna have to forfeit this game.
Yeah.
So the lady was like forcibly
cutting his dreads.
Cutting his dreads off.
Yeah.
And then there was some pictures that was being surfaced on the social media of how a Caucasian gentleman had all his hair.
And they ain't
and he
do
had
shit.
No nothing. But he was forced to cut his dreads off.
Mm-hmm.
But they have let him go. They let the referee go.
Listen. If I was that boy's father, it wouldn't be no match.
I know.
It wouldn't be no match.
I know. And if I was there,
I'd be fucking shit up. They'd be like, yo, who this little light-skinned motherfucker wilding out there? They'd be like, yo, this nigga is wild. Listen, yo, I would have been fucking referees
I would have been picking up pews. Like, listen I would have been moving them. Like, retribution.
Man, look, that shit is...
They'd be like, wait, hold up. I just need to know what type of vitamin she's taking. Because she's moving pews. I would have been snapping. I would have been, hold up, cut who hair? You trying to tell me he, all this time,
exactly.
He's been wrestling, now it's a problem?
Exactly.
Oh, you're right.
Exactly.
Let me talk to you for a second. Come
yeah.
on. Come
yeah,
on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
you know what I mean?
But I'm just kind of glad that they didn't have those aggressive tendencies, like those aggressive, you know, attitudes or whatever like that, because it kind of played out. So now that person don't have a job. And when are they going to get it? Stop attacking. Stop with these racism as antics, because now people are getting let go.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Come on, now. You got 45 in office. Got y'all tripping. Thinking y'all now, y'all going to make America great again. When you don't know what the fuck he's talking about, make America great again. You don't know what he's talking about. He all over the place. He got issues. He's talking about make America great. They up here thinking like, taking back the slavery. That's never going to happen. Not with these young cats on the streets today.
Nah, the young millenniums is a different kind
happened.
Of breed.
It's not happening. They don't give.
I mean?
They don't give a shit. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a care in the world.
Yeah, the young.
So basically,
you seen what happened in Baltimore.
Man, listen.
The young millenniums tore Baltimore up.
Tore it up
when that shit came out about, you know, the cops.
Yeah.
The cops getting off.
Yeah.
For the Freddie Gray thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tore it down. They still rebuilding.
Yeah.
They still rebuild.
Yeah, the young millennials is the only thing though, the young millennials they move out of anger and violence because they don't know no better.
Right.
You know what I mean? Their foundation is all the way screwed the
so
fuck up.
So it's a good and it's a bad.
Yeah, it's a plus and it's a minus.
It's a minus.
Because they just moving because they wanna do something out of anger. They angry already.
They wanna be seen, they wanna be heard.
Yeah, they already angry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So they ready. Is that your second shot?
Listen, I had to put on ice.
Hold on, you took your second shot before. Like I didn't even take my first shot. What the
no,
fuck?
I told you I wanted to put it on ice. I wanted to be chilled a little bit because it was going.
Oh well, it's time to take a shot.
Okay, well there you go.
You know what I mean?
Okay, well there we go. We're gonna take this shot real quick,
take
y'all.
Take the shot before we go on to the next news jump.
Salute.
Now it's my shit together. My shit together. But
you should taste it on ice though. I love it on ice.
Nope, I like it hot.
Mm-mm.
Hot. It's opening up my.
Look at you though.
It's opening up my congestion, my nasal congestion, whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
But
So my next news is that we have never talked about this man who's this orangutan, but Wendy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
She's allegedly set to divorce her husband after he reportedly impregnated his mistress. Can I tell y'all, she got no love from nobody because she's always coming at people and attacking people at their lowest points in life. So I guess she was looking for like some type of remorse, like somebody from nobody. I'm talking about from 50 Cent to it was the young lady they used to play on Family Matters. They all was getting on live. Like people was coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah.
Like you the side chick from all we know. Like they was coming at her crazy.
Yeah, Wendy Williams.
Coming at her crazy.
Yeah, Wendy Williams.
You know, I never liked her.
But you know, Wendy Williams, you know, her whole background, her whole setup is she tried to be the female Howard Stern, but, you know, as a woman.
She sucks at it.
You know what I mean?
Very bad.
No, actually, she don't.
You want to know why I said
actually,
she sucks
she
at
don't
it?
Suck at it. Because
no, let me tell you why.
She worked her way up.
No. She worked her way up, but look at her.
Yeah.
She wear like a 15 size shoe. She got a breast implants that nobody loves to look at.
Mm.
Her face, she looked like the gremlin that wore the lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Gremlins 1?
Mm-hmm.
That lipstick when I'm sitting at the table, the poker table, and she with the lipstick going. That's what she looked like. She looked like something from out of this world.
Yeah.
So how is that a come up? You're not happy. All that money you're getting, you're not happy. You got those big ass balloon boobs that nobody gives a shit about. You got the thin weights. You look crazy. You look like E.T. You like E.T. go away.
Yeah.
Not come home. Well, go home. But look, E.T. go away.
But my thing is, she is successful.
Successful, you know how though?
No, real talk.
I know what you're saying, but this is where I say money is the root to all evil because she's miserable as fuck. How you playing? How you
she is miserable. Man? She is miserable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you gotta think about it. You know what I'm saying? That her husband, you look at him, you look at who he cheated on her with. He never probably really loved her. You know what I'm saying? It's all for the money. You know what I'm saying?
That's my point.
Yeah, but I'm
that's
just saying though.
I'm saying.
She chasing her career. She chasing her career to be that top diva.
That top ET. Go ahead.
That top diva in media.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And she got it. But look at the Dell. I see what you're saying. The flip side of it.
Look at the casualties though.
Yeah, look at the flip side of it. She's not happy.
Look at the casualties.
She's not happy.
It's horrible. All the casualties that she had to go through. All the casualties that she had.
Oh, hold up. We talking to our people on live. Shalia, shout out Shalia. She said the lady who Wendy Williams' husband cheated on with looks like Wendy though. God damn.
Shalia, listen.
Damn.
I need to see a picture.
Yo, Shalia, like, can you like, somehow like send a picture?
Send
of this?
A picture to us. I
send a picture to us. Or
I
something,
thought I had saw a picture of her, and she wasn't a bad looking woman.
Yeah, I
that's what happened.
I seen, maybe it's another chick.
Yeah,
maybe it's another chick. I don't
because
know.
Because I heard it's supposed to be two.
It's supposed to be two. Yeah, I don't know. I think this dude Ben, he just got a history of cheating on her. I mean, look at Wendy Williams though. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at her.
You can't even do nothing like, after the lights off. People like clap on.
Like, she looks like RuPaul. She looks like the Muppet Ball from back in the... What's the Fraggle Rocks? She looks like everything that comes under,
she
like...
She looks like the picture I showed you with E.T. She looks like E.T., I'm trying to tell you.
Yo, Shout out Glenn.
Hello, homie Glenn.
He said, this
what's
is only
up,
cheating if you get caught.
Well, he done got caught, and he done impregnated somebody, so he all around the board caught up. You know what I'm saying? But he's been cheating. She just tired now because it then came by. I guess the girl that came out and said, yeah. Hey, you know.
Yeah, you know what? On to the next.
All right, so you know I love my Chris Brown, right?
Yeah, Chris
Why
Brown.
Why are they messing with my Chris Brown? They're supposedly hitting him with criminal charges for owning a pet monkey.
Really?
Yes. So now he done went through all that bullshit just to be back at the table of being hit with criminal charges for owning the pet monkey. Because people that was following him thought that the pet monkey was in danger to his daughter.
Man, listen, yo. They trying to...
Listen, that's all I got to say about that.
They trying to incriminate
him because of a pet monkey.
For exotic animal.
Because they thought as though that the monkey was a danger to his daughter.
The monkey is a danger.
But mind you, this was years ago. Somebody, they're just surfacing it now. Yeah.
Somebody in his circle is hating on him. And sent that. Because only somebody in his circle could know them little details like that. You know what I mean?
This is where back in the day and today's time is so different because a lot of our celebrities, they do stuff live. They want to include their fans and a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. But you got to remember, though, every fan is a hater. And they hating on your downfall where others are loving you, right? Yeah. So because he probably went live and was showing this monkey trying to be a generous person, here he go being hit with charges, possibly jail time because they felt his daughter monkey, which is his daughter's fine though. His daughter is okay.
Yeah.
Supposed to be allegedly years ago, they thought. So why are you just hitting this man now with these charges? Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, our people, like our, you know, like Marvin Gaye, all them people that didn't have social media, they pretty much was cool because they didn't have people watching. And, oh, she just sent it?
Tasha.
Wait, blow that up? You know, I can't say I got my contacts in there. I can't.
Hold up. She said that.
Okay. Yeah, Tasha, so we going to check it out.
She sent the picture.
Okay. We're going to check that out.
It look kind of wild, though.
It do look kind of wild from what I can see a little bit.
Yeah.
But she look better than Wendy.
She look
better than Wendy. Because Wendy, her cheekbone was all up near her eyes. Yeah, she like this.
Too much surgery, yo.
Yeah.
Too much surgery.
You got to love yourself, man. Listen, you got to love yourself.
If you're not happy the way God made you look ugly, then just accept it. You know what I'm saying? But... Yeah, I know. Shout out Zena. Zena, she said Michael Jackson had a monkey.
That's what I was saying. And they was messing with Michael too, but he didn't have, like, I don't know what's the difference. They just want to mess with, because he's like the closest thing to Michael though.
Chris Brown. No.
You don't think so?
Chris Brown not even close to Mike Jackson. You know what I mean? As far as, talent-wise.
I'm talking about talent-wise and fan base.
But not fan base.
No, who?
Not fan base. Who? Not Chris Brown.
Who?
Chris Brown ain't on no Michael. Chris Brown only got thoughts crying over him, yo. Like, Michael Jackson can have a cracker go cry over him that's in motherfucking Australia.
You know what?
Or Austria.
That you said that?
Chris Brown got that kind of thing.
DMX. People sleep on DMX, but did you see that concert that he sold out? It was
I did see them post that, John.
Yeah.
I did see them post that.
But Chris Brown he's there, though. He does sell out those crowds.
He don't have that Michael Jackson effect. Michael Jackson got the Jesus effect. Michael Jackson had that Jesus effect. He come floating through that crowd.
Right.
The whole crowd is fainting. You know it. Come on.
I did, because I fainted. Look, I fainted. Listen, I woke up. Yeah. I was like, did I see him?
That's what I'm saying. Michael Jackson, I'm going to tell y'all a real live true story, right? When I was little and I would see that shit happen with Michael Jackson, it made me scared of him. I was like, I don't like him. Because it was freaking my head up. It was freaking me out. Like, why are these people falling and crying over this man? So it scared me as a young boy. I'm like, I don't know. I'm scared of him. Then he came out with Thriller, and I just was like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
I remember getting that Off the Wall album, yo.
Yeah. Michael's a legend. You would have swore
that Michael Jackson was in my living room, and he delivered that album, and he signed that album.
Yeah.
The way I was like, when my mom gave it to me, my eyes always been big, right?
Yeah.
So when she gave it to me, it was wrapped up, right? It was my birthday. So I'm unwrapping it. And I saw that off the... I was so ecstatic. I was so happy. I was jumping up, screaming and hollering. I slept with it.
Yeah, yo. Like, that's what I'm saying. Chris Brown don't have that effect. And I'm a Chris Brown fan. I don't. Oh, damn. Shout out Don. OG Frog okay. Mello.
Frog Mello. What's up, Frog Mello?
What's up, Frog? You know what I'm saying? Live popping tonight. Yeah. I like this. You know what I'm saying? OG Don.
What's up, Frog D? What's Mello? Up with pool party?
Oh, man. No more pool parties,
wow,
huh?
Because, no. I got to make sure I straighten my man out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't forget about that. He just got to hit me up with a price.
Ah, man.
Listen, let me know. You know what I'm saying? If I
have
to pick or Onyx, let me know.
You said we got to go to the Piccadilly. Ah, I'm done. Yo, security. Y'all hear that? Yo.
Do security.
Oh, do security? Oh, man.
That's
done.
All I'm doing. That's all I'm doing.
Dance, so.
Bands make her dance.
Oh, shit. So, hold up. All right. Let me see. Hold on. You got any more news?
Yeah, I do. I have something.
How many you got left?
So, for those, like, three more.
Three
so
more.
For those
Damn.
That don't know about Sandra Bland, right?
Okay.
The cop is finally being charged.
Wow.
So, to me, that's awesome.
Yeah.
She brought tears in my eyes. Because I followed that whole story from the beginning. And I still was on top of it. Like, a lot of us hear a lot of these stories about these cops killing a lot of our people. And they're famous for that moment. But they're never coming back.
Yeah.
We have to keep their story alive. We have to keep fighting for them.
Yeah, You notice when these people die,
mm-hmm.
that these cops kill, like after that year is over, you don't hear nothing about them no more.
But I still follow it. Yeah. I still be like, damn, is they being charged for what?
And it's crazy because when you said that name just about a minute ago,
yeah.
I almost said, who the fuck is that? And I'm being dead ass. I'm being dead ass. I almost said,
as much as I've been drinking on the table, I think I would have cracked you in your head with one of these bottles.
Yeah, you probably would have cracked
me. Because Sandra Bland.
I know. The name, it registered in my head.
She's somebody that was fighting, and they followed her, and they triggered her, and they red flagged her, so they made her a fucking target. They took her out of here.
Yeah.
They don't want no more Malcolm X. They don't want no more Martin Luther Kings. They don't want no more strong leaders out here, whether it's a woman or a man. So if they feel as though that you're on that path to getting people on the right track, they're going to take you the fuck out of here. You got to be on point. You got to be able to fight and go back and remember that fucking name.
That's facts.
Like with Tommy Rice. Remember I said that he looked like the young boy that got murdered. Emmett Till. You put their pictures together, they look just alike. So my thing is, everybody is reborn again. In my mind, you know, it comes to me weirdo because that's how I think. But to put the pictures together, Emmett Till was reborn again to be killed again.
Yeah.
12 years old. Emmett Till was a baby. 15. Tommy Rice was a baby. 12 years old playing with a playgun. They shot him dead.
Yeah.
And that's what I teach my sons. Fucking Christmas. Ain't no Caucasian dude come there our chimney. First of all, we ain't got no chimney. It looks beautiful, but it ain't a real damn chimney. Okay? Coming down our chimney, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, giving you toys, which could be a play gun, to get to next day, you be outside playing on your block in front of your door with your play gun to get shot the fuck down by the cops in another fucking uniform, which is blue, because you tall and you're playing with a play gun. And somebody in the car, the cops saying, oh, they're out there playing with guns. And they ride up on my sons and shoot them down because they're playing with a toy gun, which was given to them by another person in uniform, which was a red uniform. Santa Claus. I'm teaching that shit. I teach them real shit. I teach them how to survive real shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, nobody in the hood looked like Santa Claus.
No, nobody in the hood like Santa Claus.
Only person in the hood that looked like Santa Claus.
It's PGW.
No.
Nope. Pico.
No, not even them. Not shit. Even them look close to Santa Claus.
That's how they keep the lights on, the gas pumping.
Yeah, but the only person that comes close to look like Santa Claus in the hood.
Make it sound good.
Is that nigga on the KFC sign. The KFC logo.
You know what?
The Colonel. That's the closest nigga that looked like Santa Claus in the hood. The Colonel from KFC.
I banned them when I saw that commercial overseas. What y'all gotta do is y'all gotta start looking at shit overseas, man. Like international
BBC.
Shit.
The BBC News.
Listen, they had African Americans on a football field chasing a bucket of fucking chicken.
Yeah.
They mock her so bad, it's ridiculous. So when I saw that, I said, damn, this is ignorant.
Yo.
And this is a KFC commercial. They damn sure wouldn't have aired it here. But international, like, they have so many racial-ass commercials.
Yeah. And in Hong Kong, Japan.
They be having those,
Mad racist-ass commercials.
They take a black person and put him in a washing machine and throw some type of dish detergent in there or laundry detergent. He come out white. You fresh, you clean.
Yo, we hate it.
What kind of shit is that?
We hate it across the world.
But you gotta know why you're hating. So you can love yourself. So you can know. So you can stand strong and keep your head up, man. Fuck that.
Yeah.
If a person takes so much time to hate on you, you gotta understand, you got a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta remember that. It's the opposite. Somebody sitting up here telling you ain't shit, you gotta remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reason why. They trying to block what you got.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta remember that. And I ain't wired off this juice. I've been drinking. Mm-hmm. But I'm not wired. This is what I always talk. If a person always coming at you and want to down you and talk shit about you, you gotta remember that. Damn. Pop your collar. Shit, I'm popping.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about me that's shining that you mad about. Damn. So you gotta be strong and say, you know what? To avoid all the bullshit, be like, you know what? Thank you very much. And walk away. Mess their head up. But you know, keep your head up and know that you somebody. You special.
Yeah.
So. But
yep.
I gotta give you the look. Cause I know I'm on my, you know, my little rant thing like that. And I don't wanna be too long with it because we always do that. We get people saying that we don't pretty much focus on the title.
The topic. We're about to get into it.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, let's just get right into it.
We are.
We're going to get right into what this episode is about, and that's everything Philly. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all our Philly people born and raised. Not you suck-ass niggas that's born in Bala Kenwood. You know what I mean? This is about people that's born and raised in Philly who come to the Philly festivals and stuff like that. So I'm going to start this off with, you know, one of my favorite all-time Philly festivals is the Greek Picnic. The Greek Picnic.
Yes, we always talk about that.
The Greek Picnic, for those who are too young or just too old, listen, my old heads, my OGs took me to my first Greek in 1992.
I was 14. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
I was 14, 15.
Yeah.
And I went to the Greek from 92 every year to like 2001. The Greek Picnic was the shit, yo. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
absolutely.
Every hood was popping. I mean, you didn't even. All right, let me break it down to y'all. First of all, the Greek Picnic was something that was organized by
The fraternities.
Mm-hmm. They were all the different fraternities from all over the country would come to Philadelphia, and they would do their step shows. They would have all these different events.
Mm-hmm.
They would bring different artists to entertain, to perform at the plateau, the Belmont Plateau. I know Will Smith made that famous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
His song Summertime. So if you ever come to Philly, you know, hit us up. We take you to the plat where everybody go. That was Will Smith.
It's not the same no more.
It's not, but at the same time, still, that's something
that
Philly is known for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where the Greek Picnic was located at, was, you know, you had to get to the plat. But to get to the plat,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which the plat was in West Philly. Oh, I mean, not West. Is in West Philly. But all the different neighborhoods around the city was just popping.
Yeah.
I mean, you seen cops that day. But the cops, they was chilling for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So the Greek Picnic, to me, That's my all-time favorite Philly festival.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if they do it anymore, but I don't care to go no more. I'm old. I'm an old man now. You know what I'm saying?
I swear, don't do that.
Well, I don't mean old man, but, you know, I wouldn't, I'm not
doing that. You are only old as you act.
True. So but I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing the group.
It's not the same no more. Listen,
it's definitely the same. It hasn't been the same no more. That shit down.
Listen, let me tell you. Last time I was at the Greek, shout out to my homegirl Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Tiki. Like, it used to be like so many of us. And I don't want to forget anybody, but everybody know that when we used to go, it used to be bananas. Bananas.
Yep.
The last time we went to the Greek, when they started having the horses down there.
What year was that when they brought the horses through?
This had to be about maybe 98.
Oh, 98. Well, 98. That's when they brought that swirl in it.
The 98, 99.
Yeah.
So I'm not wrong. I'm right.
Niggas was like surrounding chicks and taking their clothes off.
And that's around the time they start bringing the horses in.
Yeah.
So pretty much when I was face to face with a horse.
Oh man, that's no good.
So listen, you already know we drinking.
Mm-hmm.
We throwing something up in the air, and the cop is saying, "Get off the sidewalk! Get off the do-do-do!" You know, so when you feeling it, you all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the Greek, everybody loving each other, everybody having a good time, and you being faced with racist ass cops. They telling you get off the sidewalk, well, get on the sidewalk, get on the street, you can't do this, you can't do that. I'm face to face with a horse, and this is no lie. Horse, me and a horse like this. We didn't even touch our noses. That's how close we was.
Man.
I said, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I got sober. I said, I would never do this again.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that cop was really being forceful.
Yeah.
But the horse, I guess, found love in me. Because he couldn't stop me.
Yo.
No, I'm not making this shit up. I can't make this shit up if I lie.
Yo.
That horse could have stopped me. And that's what it seemed like the cop wanted that horse to do.
Yeah.
He said he wanted that horse to rise up in the air and stop me.
Well, you know, the horses, you know, when they brought those horse cops in.
Yeah, come on.
You know what I'm saying? You know what it was hitting for.
Exactly.
You know what it was hitting for.
The times back in the day. Yeah. Where you were getting the holes
they
down.
They had the real crackers.
Come on, man. They wasn't playing.
They had those buzzsaw cuts.
Listen.
They jump off that horse, look like they ready to just whip you like you was a slave.
Exactly. My thing is this. Another reason why, too, I would just watch how the Irish, St. Patrick's Day, when I said it was down there trashing fucking shit up, and we was just down there having a good time, and they was treating us like we was out of this planet, out of this world. But they down there. I mean, they trashing, throwing shit through glasses,
but you know,
fucking up the store.
You know how it go.
I know. And that's what made me start wanting to go to it. That's what made me start wanting to go.
Yeah, they can't see young black people having a good time.
And it was honest good time. But it was some assholes that messed up that was stripping the
clothes. Yeah, you did have some shit going on.
But if you down there butt naked, though.
But no, you know, it was.
They taking their tops off. They ain't got no pants on or nothing.
Yeah, it was chicks down there with bikinis on.
Yeah.
Like, literally just a bikini on, like not no bikini top,
right?
And like naked. Short, no, they had bikini on.
Yeah.
So you down there with a bunch of dudes,
right? Right.
You looking like a grilled steak with fried peppers and onions. You know what I'm saying? They ready to really eat you, literally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what?
I'm not condoning that shit.
No. It wasn't cool. But at the same time, like if you don't have on damn near nothing, you're welcoming, and this is no offense to nobody, because you should be able to wear what you want to wear. But if you're just wearing a bra and some fucking panties, you're not on a walkway of Victoria's Secret.
No.
You're not on a walkway right now. You're protected.
You ain't getting paid.
You're not getting paid, but you on the back of a bike with some a bikini
and a some chicks had thongs on.
Some didn't have nothing.
Yeah.
I was listen. I was seeing females with nothing on the top. Nothing.
Yo, hold up though.
But naked.
I got one for you. I got 1 year. I had a homie, right? My man. I'm not gonna say his name. When he listen, he gonna know. We called him Towel Boy.
Oh man.
Man, all he wore was a towel and Jordans.
What'd you say?
All my homie wore was a towel and a pair of Jordans.
So you mean?
And he had a fresh cut. He had a fresh cut and just wore a towel and a pair of Jordans. I'm not bullshitting you. And I'm gonna tell you, that year when he did that, because we was rolling with him, like we became popular because of that shit. Because they was calling him Towel Boy. And, like, everywhere we went that summer, everybody was like, yo, y'all them bulls that be with Towel Boy.
But see, you know, it's okay, though, which is to me, it's so messed
crazy,
up. It
was
crazy, yo. A man crazy do times, things
yo.
Like that.
Yeah, a man do stuff like, and I'm going to tell you, yo, he was standing over top of, you know, he was standing over top, you know, on top of chicks' cars, right? And all he got on is a towel and just a pair of Jordans. And he, you know,
he must have rumble. He was able to rumble.
Listen,
he could rumble.
Yeah, and you know, you got to think these women got some roofs in their cars, so you know, he had his meat out. Pause. He had his meat
pause,
out.
Please, pause.
You know what I'm saying,
let the record be like
crazy,
that's,
yo.
That's too much. TMI.
Crazy, yo. Man, I'm telling you, if those videos,
I like, come
if those videos from back in the day come out. I hope I don't never surface in none of those videos from back in the day. From those Greek days. Man, listen, I did some crazy shit.
Unless you get famous.
Ah, man.
They go back 15, 16 years ago. Just got some footage on, Ms. 100. Yeah.
That mean they done went and got the CIA or some shit to find that shit.
It's going down. Then they got street light.
Yeah, yo.
It's going down.
So look, we're going to get into the next. Everything Philly. Everything Philly. We're going to get into water ice. You know what I'm saying? Where can you go get a motherfucking Philly water ice and a pretzel and a cheese pretzel and a pizza pretzel? You know what I'm saying?
You want to be honest?
Not where?
Not Rita's. I ain't talking about Rita's.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about on 22nd Street.
Oh, you talking about 22nd and what?
22nd and what's that? Cambria?
Cambria.
It was a mom and pop. Like, poppy store? Right in the, no, not a not even a black coffee store. It was black owned.
Black owned.
Right in the cut.
Oh wow!
Listen, it used to be so bad. The lines used to be out in the in the street around the corner.
Damn.
Yeah,
but that's poppy. Philly water ice though.
It was Philly water. It was. They say it was homemade.
Yeah, that's dope. That's
it was
dope.
Homemade.
Yeah.
So and then it was cheap. So they was making a killing.
Yeah.
They was making a killing like. It was the real cheese pretzel, the real pizza pretzel.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying? So, and then it was like, you out there, you busting up with your peoples, you getting to know each other. It was like a unity thing.
Yeah. I gotta
you
say,
go to
yo.
Rita's overrated.
Rita's is overrated to
they're
me.
Overrated.
You know what I mean? Give me motherfucking Poppy Store water ice. And give me Fred's. The Africans over Southwest.
Oh man, they doing this.
They
yeah,
run.
My brother, his people's.
They run water ice thing out there. Fred's. They got a Fred's in off of Chester Ave, and they got a Fred's in Lansdowne on Madeira Boulevard. Near the Crab Tavern.
Okay.
Like right before you get to Crab
Yo,
Tavern.
Yo, shout out to Crab Tavern, man. Every time I see one.
I gotta slide up in there again. Yo, my bros and them just went there the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta slide
they got
up in there.
Good food too.
Yeah.
You know I can't go nowhere if they don't have
so I had
good
to go
food
there Wednesday. It's like no, it's like but yeah, so we're going to the next thing. Yo, I wanna ask you remember Unity Day?
Unity Day not the same.
It's not the same. Do they even still have Unity Day here in Philadelphia?
They do have Unity Day. Remember you, me, and the kids went 1 year. And they had the stage down the street.
No,
we did.
That's
I got
a Doom Day.
A Doom Day.
Damn, you fucked up. That was going to be my next
shit.
Job.
No, they do have Unity Day, though.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. I'll talk about that later. But yeah, Unity Day, you remember that.
They have Unity Day, and they still have a Doom Day, but it's not the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the same
I was
no going to
get into
it's,
a Doom
it's,
Day.
It's watered down football.
Yeah. A
like, you know
day
how
is
have,
definitely
they
different.
They have 100% alcohol, but then they start, like, mixing the shit. Like,
yeah, with
it.
Water and
that's
shit.
That's how Unity Day and a Doom Day is. It's not the same no more. Like, when you used to go to Unity Day and a Doom Day, you really felt like you was back with your roots. You know what I'm saying? You went down there, you was damn near, ooh, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Now it's like, you're confused. Because it's so filtered down, so watered down. You got Africans, they bleaching their skin. You're like, wait a minute, hold on. This is not authentic. This is not real. This is not 100.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not the real thing no more. So that's why I said it's filtered down, it's watered down. It's not the real thing no more. You don't feel that unity no more. You feel like a segregated.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah,
it's not the same no more.
Definitely.
But I want to get into like the cheesesteak spots.
Ah. I want to ask you, what are your top two?
My top two?
It's gonna be hard.
Oh, it ain't gonna be hard.
Top two best cheesesteak places in Philadelphia.
All right, so my top two cheesesteak places in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I know I'm gonna mess some people's heads up. But my number one is Alessandro's.
Ooh.
And number two is Max.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. Because you know, Alessandro's, they sell chicken cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Went there, got me chicken cheesesteak. I was damn near cold.
Damn, yo. I'm kind of stuck in between the Max's and D'Alessandro's. It's almost a tie to me. Damn, I'm gonna go with Max's, right?
Max's not number one.
No, yeah, I go number one for Max's. Mm-hmm. Number two is a spot off of City Ave on Belmont Ave called Mama's.
Ooh, I heard about Mama's.
Mama's, yo.
Mama's. But no, we talking about back then, though. We talking about back in the day. We ain't talking about now. We talking about back
then.
That's
back in the day.
I know Mama's been around.
Since the 80s.
Oh, shit. Well,
you had to slide through there. I'm not even joking, yo. Okay. And listen, they should be for
you
the more
places,
so for the
though. You said top two. You named three places.
No, I said the Sandro's and Max is like tied. But I said if I have to go with one, I said Max's.
No.
I said Max's number one.
So
I'm taking Max's over D'Alessandro's.
You are?
Yeah. And then I got Mama's. Yeah.
I can see why you kind of say Max's, but I'm going to be honest. Lately, the grease and the... It's been too much, and it's messing with my stomach. Like, I got sick twice.
See, I don't eat them enough to... not no more.
I'm telling y'all, I'm late night.
But I know the last time I was with you.
Yeah.
We went, and I was like, yo, this John, like, Mac, we was at Mac. I was like, this John was the truth.
Yeah.
Like,
but the next day, I was sick. So I'm going off of that. If I can eat your food and I don't get sick the next day, the truth. So I've been getting sick. So I'm like, I don't know if it's, and not the down talking to them, like, I love Macs or whatever like that, but I gotta go with my system. My system rejecting that shit, something wrong.
Yeah.
And I get chicken cheesesteak.
Yeah.
So if I'm getting sick from that, it's a problem.
Yeah.
I eat D'Alessandro's chicken cheesesteak, I'm not getting sick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like gotta weigh my good with my bad.
And I gotta say, the joint on South Street is overrated.
It is. It's
you know what I'm talking about?
What's the Ishkabob?
Ishkabob.
It's well overrated.
Overrated, yo.
But because they was down.
Ishkabibbles. That's the name. Ishkabobs. Listen, it's Kabibbles. They overrated.
Well, you know I have a name.
Yeah.
Real quick. But it is overrated. You're right. It's overpriced. And it's not enough.
It just isn't what it used to be. Because I remember it's Kabibbles from the early 90s.
It's Kabibbles?
Yeah.
When I say it's Kabibbles.
Yeah, because it's Kabibbles, they used to sell you real chicken.
They
and it be
they,
chumps.
But no, they still sell chunky. It, but it's not
man,
it's not
I'm
going to
tell you, well, from my experiences, I went down there and it wasn't chunky. It was just cut up like a poppy store.
But you know, when you switch up with the chefs, the cooks, stuff go up and down. It's like, you know, it's all over the place. So you got to have a consistent chef. Like a lot of places, like they be having good food, but once they switch up, chef.
What do you think about Pagano's up on Ogontz, though? You know, a lot of people from up Mount Airy, Germantown.
It's not the same.
They be talking about Pagano's.
It's not the same no more.
Yeah, they give you all that meat and shit.
But it's not. You give me all that meat, but you what you doing with it?
Pause.
Hold up. You went there.
You said you can give me all that meat. That's why I said pause.
I know, but you know, like, damn, you not even like sauteed. What you doing with it? Like, you just
it's just a bunch of meat. Just it don't even taste even like the meat ain't even tasty.
It's not even tasty.
You know what I'm saying? Like
when I taste the cheese, like, I want that. I want it to be like,
y'all just throwing. Y'all might as well just give me. Like, y'all might as well just be like, y'all, look, this is your cheese stick, and this is the meat we was going to put on it, and just put it in the fucking bag. You know what I'm saying? And so I could just make my own cheese stick when I get home. I don't know.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, it's not the same though. It's really not the but, same.
But, yeah, so that's a cheese. That's our best cheese stick places. So if you'll come through Philly, holla at Ms. 100 and Lady T.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We, wait, hold on, hold on. Jayden and our homegirl and Cleo and Danny. They know, look, I love you. Yeah, so I'm going to take you somewhere with some food. Yeah. We're going to go where it's clean and the food is good and you're not going to have no stomach aches. So that's the difference. You want to be able to go somewhere and eat and not have a tummy ache the next day.
Yeah.
Because your money is going down the drain if that happens.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know? Look, now I want to talk in, this is stuff that you can't get. And I'm, Tasty Cakes.
Oh.
Pretzels.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia pretzel.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you, I used to work for a law firm in the early 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you how much Tasty Cakes meant to people.
Oh.
It was a couple of attorneys. This law firm was a really big law firm. I ain't going to put their name out there like that. They had international firms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have to ship the attorneys that was out the London offices.
Yeah.
They was homesick because they living out there now because that's where their firm at. They became partners at the law firm in London.
Okay.
And we had to ship them, you ready for this? Cheesesteak, Tasty Cakes, pretzels, and porno magazines. But that had to do with Philly.
So I mean, cheesesteaks.
Yeah, cheesesteaks.
Was that next day?
Yeah, we was doing next day. Okay. Next day, air. You know what I mean? FedEx.
Okay.
Yup. Cheesesteaks, peaks, I mean, pretzels, and Tasty Cakes. And, porno magazines. Yeah. we were shipping that to them next day air. So you can imagine how much that costs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pause and come right back after these messages. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're back from our short little break or whatever.
Back to the regular scheduled program.
Yeah. Lady T had to go potty.
Really?
Ms. 100 had to go potty.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But, yeah. But like we were saying that, you know, this is Philly Everything episode about the things that you cannot get.
Nowhere else. Except for
in
Philly.
The world, right. Except from Philly. Mm-hmm. Philly pretzel. No other.
Yeah.
The cheesesteak, no other. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything. A lot of shit. You know what I mean?
You know, but the only thing is the clubs. The clubs close too early.
Yeah.
So, like, if you go to New York, you go on a party until the sun come up. But we do have after-hour spots here.
Yeah. That's because Pennsylvania is a Commonwealth state.
Right.
You
right,
know.
Right.
And one of the Commonwealth... I'll say the Quaker state. You know, we still under Protestant rule.
Right.
You know, when Quakers came under the Protestants. You know what I'm saying? The Protestants from Europe and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, if you understand what I'm saying, I might be, you know, I don't know. I don't know y'all educational level, but the Protestants, which...
And if they don't know,
the Quakers,
help them out. Help them out.
The Quakers, they pretty much run Harrisburg. You know what I mean? I'm not saying run Harrisburg, but... Quakers, they are very religious sect of people that they don't believe in technology, you know what I mean? And long ago, Pennsylvania was ruled by the Quakers.
Mm.
They made up a lot of the laws of the land, you know, I'll say that. So that's why...
Well, you do have some places that do close like 3.
Yeah, but look, think about it. Look how long it took for Pennsylvania to even sell beer in the supermarket.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Now we can walk in the ShopRite or Acme and get a six-pack.
Fresh grocer.
Get a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
That didn't used to be in the 90s, even early 2000s.
No, it wasn't.
You know what I mean?
No, it wasn't. just so, recently, like within a year and a half.
Yes.
But yeah. Some places that you lean out, like Virginia, like down south.
Yeah.
But not in Philly.
Yeah, that Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? You got.
I call Philly the aggressive state.
City.
City. City, state, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's
Pennsylvania.
Funny how, like, a lot of Philadelphians don't even consider the rest of Pennsylvania. We be like, Philly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
Yeah.
Philly. Be like, well, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Right. But that's why I say state, because, like, honestly, like, we...
Yeah, you feel like Philly run the whole state.
Philly run the whole state. So we consider it's aggressive. It's an aggressive state.
Yeah.
You know, so they probably was like, damn, we can't really put beer and alcohol in supermarkets.
Yeah, because
you had somebody shopping and cracking open a bottle.
Yeah.
Drinking it right there and shopping, and next thing you know.
Yeah, because them niggas down there killing each other like crazy. Yeah. And they already got the delis on every corner.
Every corner.
Right across the street from the deli. Yeah. There you go.
So really, what y'all really need to know is that you got the deli, but you got the church, which really is the morgue.
Damn.
That's where your funeral is going to be held at once you start acting a fool.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where, you know, you got to really think outside the box.
Yeah.
They don't put these delis right across the street from a church for no reason.
For no reason. Not at
all.
You're
going to one door and maybe rolling out on another.
Yeah.
So if you get that, you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely.
But as far as the water ice thing, we kind of covered it, but not really, because I did forget, like, it was a couple of, the Philadelphia water.
Oh, you know, you're talking about Philadelphia water ice.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
They are good. You know, a lot of the poppy stores, they get their water ice from them.
But they have two, like, they're not the same. They're not 100%.
It's still good, though.
It's good.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's not.
Hold up, though. Tell me, what's your favorite flavor?
Cherry.
Oh, man. Mango and cherry for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said a flavor.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
So I would have said mango, right? But yeah. You said my favorite color is, you know, yeah. I mean, my favorite flavor is cherry.
Yeah.
But if you would have gave me options, it would have been mango, cherry, blueberry.
You know they remixed the shit and they got pistachio. How do you come up with a pistachio water ice flavor, though? You know what I'm saying?
But, I have no idea.
But that's some Philly shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's some Philly shit. But that pistachio water ice is actually good.
It is. It is.
You taste the sweetest fish.
Oh, definitely. Water sweetest ice. Fish. Sweetest
fish water ice is good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't forget the lemon.
Lemon.
You get the rainbow. You get the rainbow flavor.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah, yo.
Let's talk about...
Yeah.
Some of the styles.
Oh, Philly styles. Now, this is going to get interesting.
Some of the styles.
You know what I'm saying? Philly styles.
For what I can remember.
Now, you know you got the 90s. You know what I'm saying?
The 90s. Now, 90s. I was Philly traumatized style. With some of the 90s styles from the men.
Oh, you tell me this. Going. I got to hear this.
The dying of the hair.
Oh, yo!
Like sharp,
yo!
Like, there's nothing wrong with it, but they was overdoing it.
Oh.
They was overdoing it. Like, aren't you supposed to rinse it out? They was leaving it in.
Listen, I'm a barber. It was called the Beijing dye style.
Yeah, man, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring.
Yo, I'm traumatized from that because. Around the 90s, you know, man. it was a definite.
Yeah.
If you was able to say.
I'm going to tell you, I got that style. 98. I'm about to show you a picture. That's why I brought up the Facebook.
Okay.
I actually got that style back then.
Okay.
And I know how they did it. They actually did what you said. They didn't rinse it out.
I know.
They would take the Beijing dye.
Right.
First they cut your hair, whatever.
Right.
Put the Beijing dye in it.
Right.
And they sit you on the motherfucking dryer like you're a bra.
Exactly.
And your shit just dry the fuck up. Never wash out.
And that's why a lot of men got red caps to this day.
Man,
nigga
hair was falling out, yo. Falling out, yo.
Because,
I did it only one time.
How you do that and you wearing a white tee with some Guess jeans and some Butters?
Oh, man.
You gonna hug somebody. And the dye is coming off on your shirt.
Oh, man, yo.
I experienced it a couple of times. Like, you know, what's up, bro? What's good with you? That's supposed to be my face on your shirt, but your heels on my shirt.
Yeah.
What's good?
Yeah, yo, I'm telling you. Yo, I got to find this picture, yo.
Listen, well, in between
time.
Oh,
man.
It was just, I was traumatized by that.
Yeah.
But I always, and don't, no, you, well, you'll be happy about this. I love my North Philly men, but it was just something about West Philly men. They swag was totally different. I don't know if it's because my dad is from West Philly. So when I used to go up there, I was able to see like a different type of, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm up there in West, I'm like, man, y'all style is totally different. Like,
yeah, West Philly, yo. West Philly had the styles,
right? Right, they had the style. Wow. And they was on point, though. They was like, they was on point.
Yeah.
But I always had love for my North Philly, because North Philly was just like, it was, yeah, like, it is what it is. It's what you're going to get.
Yeah,
you're born and raised. But the West Philly, some, not all, some. I'm not going to say all.
Yeah.
It was like some, they wasn't like 100%. They was just hiding behind some shit. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like some fraudulent shit. But with North Philly, you're going to get, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But it was just like Westfield. It was like, damn, you know, y'all, you know, damn, y'all, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Swag was like totally different. Oh, come on, man. I saw that picture.
Let's yeah.
Look.
Oh, man. I don't think they can see it.
You sitting on the steps?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, yeah, I had that Beijing dye, yo.
The Beijing dye was the worst.
I had that drone. 1998.
It was worse. It was the worst time.
You know what I mean?
But, you know, it kind of died out, but then I still see some doing it.
They still doing that?
They still doing it.
I don't know about doing that now.
No, they're still tripping. Doing it. It's a problem.
They tripping with that.
It's a problem.
Yeah, that style faded with the 90s. No way in the world should dudes in Philly be getting that Beijing style now. Because, you know, they took it further along, and they started doing just dyeing the beard. And you just had a... Motherfuckers didn't even have a beard. They ain't had no hair there.
No, it was just
getting... It was just a chalk line and just dyed.
Yeah.
And then they should be green in 2 weeks.
You know the movie Brown Sugar?
Yeah.
She was like, what kind of made you like not like hip-hop no more?
Yeah.
What kind of made me not like the Philly style was that?
The dye drop.
Which I'm quite sure what some of the men was when the women was getting... Like, all right, so the weave was popping, you know, just the curls, the central curls, exotic curls. But then it was just, like, getting too exotic.
Yeah.
Too far-fetched, like.
Yeah.
You know, it was just
They got out of hand with the dye jobs. I definitely agree. Yeah. They was doing the beards, the mustache, and everything.
The eyebrows.
Eyebrows. Remember they started dying
the eyebrows? Like,
no, you're right. You're right.
What?
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much. It got out of hand.
Like, you cannot sleep on my pillowcase. You have to sleep on your arm.
Yeah. Yo, yeah. I remember that, yo.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, for some that did it, that didn't overdo it, was cool. But you got the ones that's overdoing it. Like, you up in a video shoot every day.
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. You're doing too much. Yeah. Got to
relax. And, you know, we got to get into the Philadelphia Zoo. One of the first... Zoo, that's a historical thing. Yeah. No, real talk. We take, you know, we don't talk about all the historical, you know, historical things in Philly, far as Independence Mall, far as, you know, that's where the Liberty Bell is at. You know what I mean? No, I'm that shit is there.
No, it's there, but you know it's like, saying? You know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, then the Philadelphia Zoo.
I used to hate those field trips. Downtown.
True.
And
true.
The Betsy, all that,
the
man.
The Benjamin. Listen. The Franklin Institute.
Man, I used to hate those.
But no, they are historical landmarks. You know what I'm saying? We got to appreciate the art museum. We got to appreciate it.
They're hysterical, horrifying
for you,
landmarks.
For you, though.
No, not for me, but for our ancestors. Why would I want to walk through something like that?
Well, not the art museum.
Not the art museum, but you know what I'm saying? The house.
No, I know what you're saying.
Because, you know, you got their room, and then you look over to where we used to stay, our ancestors. Like, are you kidding me? So you mean to tell me I shouldn't want to turn around and whoop your ass?
Oh, man. I got you.
You all historical. Really? Why are you so excited?
This
is horrifying.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I get what you're saying, but that's why I really don't really talk about it too much.
Yeah.
But I let my children know about it.
Yeah.
You go there and don't sit up there and act like, you know, it's the best thing ever in your life because you was more than that.
Yeah.
You gotta teach them it was more than that, you know?
Yeah. Okay. It's crazy. Okay. Did you fuck with the Temple's Spring Fling? You ever go there? Listen. The Temple University used to have.
I'm talking about the pin relays, the Temple. We all on that same track.
It's actually not like the same
no
week.
More. Not the same no more.
No, definitely not the same, not no, the same more. No more. The pin relays. Pin relays was like another Greek. That pin relays came in April. Always was the last week in April. I
those
still remember
was the months
shit.
To look forward to.
What?
I'm talking about people was actually caring about how they looked. They was up in the gym. Whatever
you had
they was
the
doing,
parties.
They was working out.
Man,
it
listen. It yeah, all the different parties.
You made sure you had your fresh reeds. Whatever. Lotto, whatever. You was fresh to death. If you wasn't fresh, you was fresh for the Greek, the Pyrenees, the Temple.
Yep.
You was fresh to death.
Yep.
I don't care if you ain't watching the whole year like Lionel off of Charlie Brown. You was making sure you was fresh for those events.
Exactly.
But ain't the same no more. It's definitely. Not the same no more.
Definitely not the same, yo. You know what I mean? Yeah,
so,
but
I did want to touch on some of the slang.
Yeah, slang. Dope.
I'm all over the place with it now.
Yeah.
Because I feel ancient.
You know, slang nowadays changes like every month.
Every day.
Shit ridiculous.
Every day.
I don't even get it.
I really don't know where to begin with most of the slang that we was used to.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you say that now in front of certain young people, they be looking at you like, well, what the hell that mean?
Yeah.
And it'd be simple, but they didn't change it to something totally different. You know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, Miz, you feeling good?
I'm good.
You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm good, yo. I'm good.
Right. I mean, we didn't
I'm right like an avocado.
Oh?
The avocado. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's trying to say avocado.
Yeah, I got it.
He's trying to say avocado. You can't mess that up.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I got it.
Yeah. Gunshot. But listen.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good because I've been drinking as much as you, and I'm not slurring and messed up and messing up words as usually as I do.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting
that's
sober.
A good task.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the work shit kicking in with me. The sleepy time shit.
No, I went to bed at 5:30.
God damn.
Got up. Told you, tuck the boys, get
never
their haircuts.
Never took a nap.
Tuck the boys, get their haircuts. Tuck them to get their physicals done. So I'm still working off of, like, 5:30, I started getting sleep. I told you I was 9 off.
Damn.
But I said, we got to do this podcast.
Yeah,
so, you know, I had to get my energy levels up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I pulled out the bottles, you know.
You right.
Exercise, look.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But we can always do a part two.
Yeah, definitely.
We can get some more feedback. Y'all tell us some of the things from Philly that was like
dope
to you. Number one, dope to you. No, you hit us up. Like,
yeah, hit us up. Email us at hoodgenciespod@gmail.com or you can inbox us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at hoodgenciespod.
And I'm the lady_T. On Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if I'm messing it up, when you go on Instagram, you will see me with a Las Vegas hat on. You know what I'm saying? That's me. So
yeah, and I'm on Instagram at Mr. One with two at symbols. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Right, on Instagram. And then on Twitter is at Mr. 100 spelled out.
Yeah.
Mr. 100 spelled out.
I think I use my regular name on Facebook. I'm like Tanya Brooks on Facebook.
Yeah, it's cool.
And you would see me like, where was I at? Sugar House Sugar Factory.
Mm.
And I'm like this.
Oh, you
with the hood?
Oh, you been to the Sugar Factory?
Yeah,
it's dope. And AC.
Vegas.
AC. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta hit that drum.
Yeah.
I know they got one in AC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they got one in NYC. In New York.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I gotta hit that one up in New York.
It's good.
But it's always like a good experience, like how they you know, make it smoke when they pour the alcohol. And then it's like a little scientific.
Dry ice shit.
Yeah, dry ice. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's dope.
But yeah, we're gonna wrap things up.
And I did want to say, remember I said that I wanted to say this before we, you know, how we like to do this. Don't be heartless right? Am I saying this right? Don't be heartless, but learn to be heartless.
I don't know. I think you said don't.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You said something like don't use your heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like
some shit like that. Some with the heart. I don't know.
It was like don't be pretty much meaning of it is just like
yeah.
Be careful of what you do and how you do for others.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you using your heart. Right? You're using your heart. You're doing everything from your heart. You're just a genuine person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But don't make what you do and how you whatever you get back in return make you heartless.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much, like, it's okay to be a generous person, but don't become heartless because of how people treat you in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was.
Definitely.
I know I probably messed it up, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to post it on my Facebook and on my Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We're going to go ahead and end this how we usually end this. Dream hard.
And don't sleep forever.
Peace.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You are now an official hood genius. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Y'all know what to do.
Hit that follow button.